Just the joy and love that I've got for the game is huge. I want as many people to play the game and feel that love and joy that it gives to me. I want everyone to experience that and feel that because it's just so special.
I don't think people fully understand how amazing the netball community is. It's like one big family, and the more people we can add to it, the more people understand how just amazing and caring every single person inside the community is, the better this place is going to be.
So many good things have happened from netball. There's just so many different parts to me, and netball's a major part in my life. Netball has just allowed me to like build that confidence, speak to different kind of people, and just believe in my ability as well.
I'm massively proud in looking back and seeing what I've been able to achieve and the support I've had from people. I'm really grateful and I'm really proud to be able to be sitting here today with the memories that I've been able to have made from the game.
When you meet resistance, and I have met resistance before in my life, being a men's netball player, being a male netball player, you need to push through that. And just having that experience from the netball court has allowed me to do that in loads of other aspects of my life.
Because of netball, I am confident, loving life, just grateful in general.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Now the England bench are poised with 90 seconds remaining. And with a three-goal lead, they know they're on the verge of lifting this Vitality Netball International Series. They know they're on the verge of ending their World Cup year with a win over South Africa. They started back in January in the Quad Series in South Africa with a win over the SPAR Proteas.
Striking goalkeeper, A1.
And they are feeling they are getting closer and closer with a minute to go.
Yeah, it'll be very difficult now for South Africa to overturn this game unless England throw a big wobbly. No. Lucky they get the ball back. Wow. But Fab worked to ride out the pressure, because every time South Africa came back at them, they were able to keep in the lead.
Again, it's a strong end by South Africa, leading this fourth quarter by 12 goals to 10.
Striking goalkeeper penalty inside.
And the fans around the Motorpoint Arena cheering the fans. The Eleanor Cardwell pops in another goal, 53-50. And the buzzer goes in. In Nottingham, the players jump over the advertising board, and Jess Thorby and the Vitality Roses do end 2023 with a 2-1 match series win over South Africa.
Wow, what a game. That went back and forth. Yes, England had the lead throughout, but it was such a competitive game. You have to give props to the travellers, South Africa, Norman Plummer in at last. The head coach of South Africa, what great work he's done. It's nice to see South Wales go though, and Jess Thorby go and congratulate her. But for England level, for me, it was the defensive work rate that won it for them. The ability to stem some of the speed that we saw from South Africa yesterday and be able to get those crucial intercepts.
Such a great series, great finish off 2023 netball with such competitive games. So thank you for bringing that.
Chasing you, and every time they came back, I don't care if it gets back to 2-4 or we're out by 7, you did have an answer. You did have an answer. It might not be pretty every time, but people stepped up and stood up today. I asked you to lean into that challenge today, not back off. That was a really great response to yesterday when we were in a similar situation. I couldn't be prouder, and if that's what we've got to work with, that is really exciting. Right? It doesn't mean that it's pretty, but sometimes you can't find it.
Oh, really great to be able to hear these team talks. Jess Thorby speaking to her side after the England Roses are victorious here with Tamsin, and also with player of the match, Fran Williams. Fantastic, Fran. You were brilliant, sensational today. Is this goalkeeper position then growing on you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really important that when you come into any
England squad, you offer more than one position. And I think it's just using my strengths in a different way when I'm at the back there and making sure that I'm playing to the unit and trying to create and set up as much as possible from the back.
I mean, she's just so versatile.
She is. And you know what? I'm not even going to lie. When I first started working with Bren, I was like, no to goalkeeper. No, it's a goal defence, wing defence. However, yes. I want to show something why she can play goalkeeper so well. We always talk about you being so smart, and this is really important. So this is a help ball, but I just want you to keep your eye on Fran. And Fran, you can talk about this in a minute, but just how active she is in the goalkeeper. So she just messes in the mind of what they're doing, and she's always dictating as well. You can see her pointing, doing this, come around here. Fran, tell me why you're coming around. What are you trying to open up here?
So essentially, when you try and come around the front of the body, you want to send that shooter into the back space. Usually another shooter will try and fill that space, and then you can dominate that front space and create a help ball, put some pressure on that feeder, because the space is confused, so they don't know where to place it.
And who are you trying to get that ball to? Who do you want it to happen?
For me. So she's great in the air. She's a natural ball winner. So the more work rate that I can put in on the ground and create that ball lifted, I know she's got my back behind me.
But can I just say why she got player of the match? Because she's big enough. She's absolutely big enough for me here. But you've won so much ball over this series. You are so lethal with just your timing and coming through. And the thing is, I think that's the most underrated part of your game. In this series, again, we've seen every time it matters, you are on the end of that. Have you been working hard at that part of your game?
Yeah, I think footwork's something that I've built throughout my game over the last few years. And I think, you know, even this season at Loughborough, it was things that coaches were drilling into me. And you have to work on it, and it's literally breaking it down on court. And I think I've got more work that I want to do on it. But yeah, it's definitely that key part in the game.
Do you know, it's super exciting. I was just thinking about the World Cup and the intercepts you made and the little tips that you got. I mean, you're a big game player, basically, and you're going from strength to strength. It's amazing to see.
Oh, thank you. I love the pressure, and I'm trying to get with these girls that I want this young group to feel comfortable winning and comfortable in those goal-for-goal games. I remember that when I first came into the Roses dress, and I think being able to learn and build to win under these pressure moments is key for when you get into major tournaments.
Anymore. I could wax lyrical all day, can't we?
No, I just think it's been fantastic. And you can see that going through the squad. And that is so important that they understand what it's like under pressure. And I think you've led that exceptionally well this series. So well done.
Norma, you took it to the final 2 minutes of this series. It wasn't to be today. How are you feeling? Are you quite emotional saying goodbye to this group of players?
Well, I'm disappointed we didn't get them over the line. But in the end, what you've got there is... England with a full-time program and South Africa on just when there's a competition and a couple of training camps. So the difference has got to step up at home at South Africa, because 3 goals, that's not a massive loss. So we won 1 and we lost 2 by 3 goals. Very proud of this group, extremely. Definitely run out of legs a little bit at the end, but that's to be expected when you're not playing at this intensity continuously.
We know that you're going to step away from South African head coach netball. What about you on another note? Have you got one last dance in you? I mean, you can't say goodbye, can you, to head coaching?
No, that's definitely the last test match, the swan song. But look, I'm always open to do some work at home. People know that. But when I mean that, I mean, you know, just some coaching clinics. I think my time's over at test matches and travelling with the team, but I've loved every minute of it, and I've been probably a very lucky coach with the players, the quality that I've had, the opportunity of coaching, and the athletes have been amazing. But, yeah, been fantastic.
And as you stand here now in this noisy party atmosphere of an arena, and you think back to when you first started coaching, what's the one memory that's clearer than any other?
All the wins we had with Australia. Sorry about that, but
that's the one you go to bed dreaming of, is it?
Yeah, well, you know, you've been in the game for a long time, but I do love to share the knowledge, and I hope that South Africa can really grow once we walk away now.
You leave them in a really good place. Unlucky today, but congratulations. Thank you very much. We will miss you on the international netball stage.
Sorry?
We'll miss you on the international netball stage.
Oh, be in the box at 2027 waving to everybody. Don't worry.
With a glass of wine.
Absolutely. thank you.
How today did you come out on the right side of that?
Oh, I think our intent defensively from the whistle was better. That doesn't mean it was perfect, but I think for me getting involved in that first challenge, that first pass, I think really set the tone. She has the ability to inspire the whole group, and it was always our intention to start her at goal defence. I think we all know that she loves it there, but I believe in her talent to cross those two positions. So I think we knew after yesterday we needed to slow them down, and I just thought at least we gave ourselves half a chance, found some clean ball, and that allowed us to get up in the game and never really lose that lead. And I know they came back, they asked questions of us, we expected that. And I thought today we were much better at answering that in those moments.
It was a close call between Fumi being player of the match and Fran Williams, your new fabulous captain. What did you make of her at goalkeeper? Because she did things that maybe people didn't expect. And if you've got two brilliant players, you've got to get them on somehow, haven't you?
Yeah, look, I think it's important that we've got the option of both Fumi and Fran being out on court. So at the minute for us, it's Wingdy and Goldie, or we slide them back. And that's not to say we've not got an abundance of talent that can slot in around them. But yeah, I thought it was really exciting today. I think Fran gives structure in that goalkeeper position. So for all the things that people may underestimate her on, she provides structure for self and those around her. And in her words and in Mo's words, we found a way to celebrate the strengths of each other today. And I think that's why we were able to capitalise off it defensively.
And leadership as well. She was your series captain. She got to lift the trophy. How impressed have you been with that side of her game? It feels like she's come out of herself.
Yeah, look, I've seen this for quite a while, so I think opportunity knocked, and I think she was an absolute shoe-in, really, for me to name as captain. I think it's a great reward for what I know and have seen for a few years, and she just stepped into that role seamlessly. She cares about the group, she's very honest, she's a great conduit between the staff and the player group, and everyone hugely respects Fran on and away from the court, so yeah.
And with such a young group of players, just to have that moment, that trophy lift, the ticker tape, the flames, really important for them going forward, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I know it looks like they're milking it, but I think, you know, there's so many in there that haven't won a series. They don't know what that feels like, and I think Berry most probably is enjoying it the most. And they're, honestly, they're so insistent and demanding of themselves to contribute in a few years' time that I think it's really important to allow them to have that moment. It's been hard, and I think for them to be part of their first series and that to be a win is really special.
And just finally, that's how you sign off 2023. It's been a year where the Roses have made history. For you, what was the key moment and what are you going to take forward into 2024?
Oh, it's hard to pick one, you know.
Try.
It's obvious to say the silver, but actually for me, it's always actually the moments that you guys don't really care much for. So it's, you know,
Well, tell us then.
But, you know, when we're losing to Australia 3-0, I'm seeing things in those games where we lose by one that actually excite me the most. And that's the same for all three matches here, irrelevant of result. It's my job to be able to see underneath it and be excited by that. And hopefully give these guys a limitless belief about what they're capable of doing in another few years' time. So silver medal, outstanding. But I think our response to the ups and downs over the last few years is what's grown this team resilience. And we have to keep building on that.
2024?
Well, more of the same would be nice, but we've got a big challenge in January.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.